The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Maddie on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Now, Pagey, there was a music festival on the weekend, Stereosonic, and what's come out of that is there were 200 arrests and kids charged with drug offences after that music festival. And what Why it shows kids- is the fact that that tragic death of the young 19-year-old girl Georgina Barter has failed any really major effect on young revellers pill popping. I mean, let's be honest, you know.
And we
know
they're not learning, Matty.
Young people are risk takers. There's no doubt about that. But that is surprising. So if there's 200 arrests, you say, boy, oh boy, there's a lot of people going there. And
oh yeah,
is it really cheap? Is it super cheap to actually just have a tablet and go to a dance party? Is it $5? $20?
No, I don't think it's that cheap.
How are these kids affording it then?
Well, put it this way, it's cheaper than alcohol. Well,
I mean, let's face it, kids are getting more than $5 a week pocket money these days. You know what I mean? And the other thing about it that's amazing is the fact that at these music festivals, the police presence is significant.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm talking, you're talking sniffer dogs, and the police aren't passive in their ability to search kids for drugs. Like, they'll look in their mouths and all things like that. So the fact that there's so many young people out there just saying, you know what, I'm just going to take the risk, not only for their welfare, but also the risk of being arrested, shows how many people out there are taking drugs.
What's the drug of choice? Who's taken what where?
Here's interesting. In the East, Gus, it's ecstasy. Now, in the West, it's ice. Boy, isn't that alarming, MG?
Shocking. Yeah, it is. It's I watched with interest this the latest music festival, to see what kind of stats we get after it was all over. And to see 200 people arrested is alarming. You know, to think that this young girl who passed away not even a month ago from having a bad tablet and a bad reaction, and then you consider the cocktail of heat, fatigue and dehydration at these festivals, people taking something for the first time, it's a time bomb, just ticking away. And
there's going to be another one before Christmas. You can pretty much guarantee we'll be talking about another young kid, Sydney cider, losing their life. Of course, we hope not.
Yeah,
but if there's 200 arrested, how many got away with it?
That's the thing. I mean, if they caught 200,
so thousands probably got away with it.
Well, my endearing image... Well, not endearing image, but my image that stuck with me at the when we went, me, the hillbilly, and Pagey took my son Jack along to Big Day Out. He wanted to go, and I said, only if I go.
And
bring Pagey as well, because, you know, Pagey's a really good role model to have there.
He's a great moral compass.
But I said, you know, and I'll catch up with you every hour and a half.
Yeah.
But, and this was a number of years ago, was the fact that how many young people have been led around by the cops in handcuffs.
Yeah, jumping fences and stuff on the run.
It was amazing. So there you go. But yeah, the real.
So why are they jumping fences to run away from the police?
No, they're so high, mate.
They're just out of it.
Yeah, off chops, really. And really, come on. If you didn't really take heed of that passing of the young girl, well, they're never going to, are they?
That must concern you, MG, that they're saying the drug of choice in the West is ice. I mean, if you've got a neighbour or something like that, and you know, look, marijuana is illegal, but if you know your neighbour smokes a joint every now and then or whatever, you're probably not too worried.
Ice is
smoking ice.
Yeah, that is, mate. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen people coming out of different pubs and stuff who are affected by it. And you can tell straight away.
MG, you can.
You can tell straight away.
You see people walking on the same stretch of road every day.
Yep.
No shirt on.
Yep.
Absolutely off chops.
Disillusioned.
And the drug of choice, no doubt, there is ice.
Yep.
It's a cheap drug and it's a nasty one.
Nasty. No coming back from that.
We've had a call from Peter from Riverston, one of our regular callers. And hey, Pete, welcome back.
How are you guys?
Hey,
good
Pete.
To talk to you.
Now, mate, you're a father of four and your oldest place going through a tough time at the moment.
Yeah, mate. It's pretty shattering, Matty. I've watched him, you know, he had everything. He had a job, trade. Two kids, wife, car, everything you want. And now he's got nothing except the shirt on his back.
So, Pete, when did he start taking ice?
About 12 months ago.
Okay, so in 12 months, all that, which is you've just explained, which is just he's flying, it's come to nothing now.
Yeah, come to nothing.
Was it pot, starting with pot, alcohol, then maybe a bit of coke or speed, then on the heavy stuff?
You're right on the nail, MG.
Yeah.
Exactly that. What it is, you know, you start smoking a bit of pot and that's okay socially and here and there. And then you have a few beers and all that socially, that's all really good. And then your mates go, oh, you need a bit of speed, you know, so they try that. Then they go, oh, ice is 200 times better. Try this.
Oh, and cheaper.
And then you're hooked.
Hey, Pete, can I ask you, what does it do to your son?
mate, it turns him into...
the devil.
Well, I wouldn't say the devil. Makes him really withdrawn, doesn't want to go to work, doesn't want to do anything. They just want to hide from society. They turn around, they lie to you, they steal off you. Mm. You know, it just destroys their lives. But we were educated when we were young that heroin, you know, stay away from it.
Mm, yeah, that's
the same
right.
thing. Our kids weren't, and even I wasn't, educated that how bad ice was, what it does to you, and how bad it is to get it off, get them off it.
How are you doing that, Pete? I mean, you sound so concerned. You're obviously on top of it now. How are you helping him to get back to where he was?
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I spoke to a few rehab centres. I rang counsellors and spoke to them. I worked out that ice stays in your system. It stores in your fat cells. And it'll just release after 2 years even. You have these urges to go back to it.
Wow. Oh, God.
Okay. Wow. So what I've been doing is change his diet to a healthier diet, and he wants to get off it.
Right. Like
he's trying to help himself now.
Good on you.
But it's, you know, it's not easy for him. You can just see him, mate, like the shakes they get. Like it's attacked his nervous system.
Yeah.
He cannot sit still. His hands can't sit still.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, so I've had him in soreness, sweating it out.
Wow.
Every day, and just a good healthy diet, exercise. Yeah. And now what I've done is, well, he did. He said, "Dad, do you reckon I could go up and stay at a friend's farm?" You know, so I rang some friends up in Mudgee, and they said, "Yeah, bring him up. Mm. We'll look after him."
Well, tell you what, Pete, he's lucky to have an old man like you that hasn't turned his back on him. With your kids anyway, but a lot of people can put that in the too hard basket.
I'm going to be honest, boys. I turned me back on it at first, and I thought, I can't let my son die from this stuff, you know. I can't, even if it's...
Hey, Pete, can you tell me how easy he's told you it is to get?
Oh, we sat in the doctor's 2 weeks ago, and the doctor said, "How do you get this stuff?" He goes, "It's easier than getting milk and bread."
My God.
Really?
While you're talking, Pete, there's callers lighting up the board. We might even continue this chat after the break, because it looks like there's some other people who are unbelievably touched by this ice epidemic. It's bullshit.
The parents need to know how bad it is.
Yeah.
They need to educate their kids that it's just like heroin. And you've got to educate them from a young age. And basically, you've got to look after them. Like, who do those kids hang around with? Is the influence are going to be on them. You know, my son got mixed up with some bad guys.
Mm.
And next minute, you know, he's lost everything.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pete. I've said once before, Tommy Carroll's got a book out at the moment, and it's a ripper to have a look at. And he came in here, and he was so honest with us. He told us about his battles with ice. And Tommy's a two-time world champion, an absolute, mate, he was a health freak, fittest bloke you'd ever meet, the most disciplined bloke, but it got him. But, mate, the good news is, mate, he's turned the corner, and he's travelling great now.
Well, look. I've seen a lot of people on drugs and reformed. You know, my cousin went through it when we were 15. I saw her on heroin, you know, and that's sort of... I just want to see these kids get off and help them.
Hey, Pete, stay tuned, mate. We've got a couple of callers who are recovering ice addicts, and after the break, we're going to chat to them. You might get something out of it, mate.
Yeah, mate, I listen to you all the time, boys.
Thanks, Pete.
Good on you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG, and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.